In the studio with us now, Joanne Troutman is here, CEO of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. Welcome aboard.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming back. We always appreciate you. You've become a veteran of this. I've probably interviewed you about a dozen times. But it's all because the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way is not just a pass-through agent for the dollars that are donated.
That's right. Yeah, we are a collective impact organization, and we bring people to our table to talk about a variety of issues.
And there are all kinds of deliverables they have had in the past years. Dates back to the time of Carrie Albright, where they identified issues and really looked for solutions, not just contributions. So that's a big difference. And George Vinios is back here. I probably interviewed you two dozen times. The Improve Milton Experience is a time, the organization that's constantly pushing forward and making things happen in Milton. He's also chairman of the Teen Impact Council, which is part of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. And he manages the Jungle Teen Center and Chef's Place up in Milton. And it's just a real busybody. How about that? Oh, that sounds negative, doesn't it?
I don't know. Good morning, Mark. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for being in. Very much appreciated. All right, Joanne, let's start out with you. Define Teen Impact Council. Let our audience know what the teen group does.
The Teens Impact Council invites people who are involved in out-of-school programs predominantly, but also who work in schools who are really interested in sort of youth and adolescents. So we're talking about kids. We define teens in our sphere as anybody, any child above third grade, because we think about teens as a pathway to adulthood, and sort of from in the United Way scope, we have third grade literacy, and then our next goal is teens and young adults. So we kind of work to build programs around helping kids get engaged with the community, become better citizens, develop soft skills, work on those things that they may or may not get in the school setting. A lot of times these programs are targeted at adolescents who may not love traditional school environments. So we work with a lot of teen programs all over the valley. We have some of our own that we're developing in geographic areas that don't have them, as pilots to try to engage other partners to say this works and this can work. So it encompasses a lot of things. It even encompasses the out-of-school youth programs and young adult programs the CSIU runs. So Yes to the Future or the Watch program, that sort of thing. They come to our table and talk about their programs.
What's at stake? Suppose nobody does anything. The teens just take their own course. They go through their own angst. We know they can do that without our assistance. What happens if we do nothing?
Well, you know, it's some of the statistics that we see are frightening. When we went to the chamber event, the economic event that they did back in September, one of the things that Aniwan Basu said was that the participation rate, particularly among young men, is the lowest it's ever been in the history of our country. Only 89% of young men are participating in the workforce. And I believe, you know, he kind of tongue-in-cheek said that was about video games, and I think to some degree it is, but a lot of it has to do with mental health. When we talk about issues like the opioid crisis, we often forget that the opioid crisis is not the cause, it's the symptom. When we look at statistics and data locally that have to do with kids who are disconnected youth, you know, they're not in school, they're not working, they have really, many of them have had depressive symptoms. I mean, if you look at some of the data from Northumberland County about how many kids have actually attempted suicide, it is scary. It's scary how many of our children are being affected by what's going on in the world. And if we're not being proactive and engaging them and doing referral-based programs, then we're missing the boat.
George, is this what drives your volunteerism and your leadership when it comes to these topics, this idea that there's so much at stake and so much has changed?
Well, in Milton Time, the Improved Milton Experience has a program called Time for Teens, and we focus on teen development as our future, you know, residents and citizens of our community, and so we want to do good things for them, but we try to instill some volunteer activity. We have a teen center where the teens actually run the business themselves. They have a motto called For Teens, By Teens, but what we do is, Joanne kind of mentioned that there are teens out there that are, you call them wayward or don't have anywhere to go, anything to do, and we bring them together at our teen center, and they find a place to be themselves, you know, kind of be with their friends, and hang out. We call it social recreation. And we've found it to be a very positive influence for them.
And have times changed in your observation? Is this program more important today than it was yesterday?
Well, Mark, I just happened to mention in a meeting a couple of weeks ago that I have been involved with this program for 29 years. I started in 1989, and many of those years was through the Milton YMCA, where we had a teen center. And that was kind of inspired by when I grew up back in the 1960s, is that we had a teen center that dated back to 1945. Not that I attended then, but that's when the program originated. And the whole concept there was that you allow the teens themselves to be the overseers and managers of their operation, of their teen center. They take responsibility. They learn responsibility. So it's a strategy and a concept that although, you know, you go through many decades and generations, that, you know, it's the same concept stays. We haven't deviated from that.
All right. So those are a through line through all of this. And the Teen Impact Council does have a lot of activities, a lot of interests, a bright future. So we're going to continue talking about that today. Let me get some definitions out of the way. First, the Milton ones in particular, the Jungle Teen Center and Chef's Place. Just define those briefly.
Okay. Well, the Jungle Teen Center has been in the basement of the Milton Moose Family Center, which they generously donate. And it's for middle school and high school teens. Primarily, we do have a Wednesday after school program, Friday special events. We rent for private parties. But the biggest event is Saturday night, where our aim is to keep kids off the streets. And then the Chef's Place project was started last year, and that's more intended for the older high school teens as well as young adults. It's a project that's just getting off the ground, but it's kind of a similar concept. But Chef's Place also is a tribute to Chef Hector Boyardee, kind of the Boyardee Museum. And it's also an eatery where we're trying to bring in entrepreneurs and, people who want to get involved with culinary and starting their own business.
And there are times when Chef's Place is open, I can go get a meal there?
Well, right now we're doing a lot of pilot projects in our first year. We've had a number of private parties. We are open during the Milton Model Train Museum open house, where you can come and get a meal.
Which is coming up.
You can also rent the space for a variety of different type of private events.
When is the Model Train Museum open house?
We'll plug the Milton Model Train Museum. We're open. We opened in Thanksgiving for the season. They are there every Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 5, up until the beginning of the year.
Is Chef's Place open on those Saturdays?
Yes.
All right, fantastic. All right. I had to beat that out of you, but thank you.
I appreciate
that. Work. Sort of some of the existing deliverables that the Teen Impact Council has done.
Yeah, the hope, our overall goal is to improve the percentage of teens and young adults that are in school and working. We recognize that college is not for everyone, and nor should it be. You know, we have an incredible lack of skilled workers in our valley for a lot of reasons. And we've begun to work not just within these out-of-school programs, but aim to collaborate with school districts and with the chamber to develop programs that pay specific attention to workforce skills. And we know that our niche is the soft skills arena. But, the state has these what's called the Future Ready Index. And so everything that we're beginning to develop pays attention, even from early as kindergarten, to the Future Ready Index, getting kids understanding where their place is in the world. And I feel very strongly that if we're able to engage kids at a level where they find their passion earlier, that they're going to be much more engaged, much less lost. And so that's really what we're aiming and hoping for. But what we've really seen and what we've really focused on in my time at United Way is getting the out-of-school programs much more closely aligned with the school districts. A lot of referral-based programs, kind of some interaction where the school, will allow communication with the out-of-school programs. So if a student who goes to the out-of-school program is failing in class, that can be communicated back and forth so that the teen programs are a place to go, for sure, but we're being very deliberate and intentional about the work we're doing with kids.
And it may be somewhat work-related. Some of it may lead to being able to, get that, 89% participation rate,
yeah,
higher among teens. Yeah, I think of male teens and 20-somethings as not the backbone of the workforce, but the skeleton, you know, and really a pivotal part of our society. All right, we're going to continue this conversation. We have to talk about a little bit more about what schools are doing. We certainly can elaborate on the mental health aspect of this. We can talk about just a few connections that relate to Sunbury. Sunbury has a couple of things happening in the United Way. We'd like to see more conversation anyway about that and maybe the development of more, so we'll talk about that. We're right in the middle of an interview with Joanne Troutman, CEO of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way, and one of the divisions of the United Way is the Teen Impact Council, and that is our focus right now. George Vinios is also here. The Improve Milton Experience has a number of endeavors that relate to teens, and George also oversees the Jungle Teen Center, which is within the Milton Moose. And the Moose is just a community center that a lot of people are going to up in Milton. And Chef's Place in Milton is also in that. And that facility is going to be busy this weekend when they have the Milton Train Museum open.
Model Train Museum, yeah.
Right, fantastic. Doesn't have anything specifically to do with teens, but teens are welcome. But that's, if you ever had any questions about Milton, a lot of the knowers are going to be there. The knowers and the doers will be there this weekend. Teen Impact Council activities. What are some of the activities of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way's Teen Impact Council? Please, Joanne.
Well, our Teen Impact Council gets together about once every other month. And we actually just talked yesterday at our meeting about visiting different teen programs in our off months, if you will. So what we do is we get together, we talk about what's happening, we trade ideas. I think one, and I said this at the meeting again yesterday, I'm so proud of this group because I see the most horse trading among this group where people say, oh, that's a great idea. We're going to try that. People writing down notes, and it's folks from sort of all over the map. It's teen programs, it's school-based programs, it's out-of-school programs, and that sort of thing. So we really have come closer to developing a regional model with this group where people really follow sort of a similar philosophy, a similar set of processes in each of the programs that comes to the table. So it's really exciting.
And there's a lot at stake. We alluded to that. We know that teens have more angst today. It just seems to be that way. Colleges recognized it. The fact that mental health, sort of anxiety, depression are critically important issues. Plus, we know we can't address them. We haven't always sort of directly addressed them and attacked them. We know that is true. What do you know about some of the numbers, statistic-wise?
Well, I mean, I invite everybody to take a look at the Pennsylvania Youth Survey. If you Google that, it's a survey that's delivered biannually. And we were very fortunate because all of the schools in Northumberland County as well as Snyder County last year recognized the need to participate in the Pennsylvania Youth Survey. So we have some real data for the first time ever. The numbers of kids who have attempted suicide is about 13% to 14% in Northumberland County.
So in Northumberland County, by the time a teenager graduates, 13% of the students, more than 1 in 10, have attempted suicide.
Attempted suicide, yes. And more than 20% have seriously considered it. 1 in 5. That's 1 in 5. In the other counties, it's about 1 in 6. So not that far off. It is scary. This it scares me so much. It gives me chills, and I think about my own children and what a scary world we live in. And it, you know, we don't have the data to say whether this is different than it was 20 or 30 years ago. But having the data on paper, understanding where we're going, is a scary thing. And I think some of the outcomes are what demonstrate to us that it's different than it used to be. You know, when we think about the opioid crisis and how many people are struggling with substance use disorder versus many years ago as a symptom of this, how few people are participating in the workforce. And we can talk about unemployment all we want. The unemployment rate is great. No, you know, I don't think anybody can argue about that. But from an economic perspective, talk to any employer out there, any one of them, and they will tell you that it's nearly impossible to hire right now. Mm-hmm. So many people are struggling with mental health issues. So many people don't want to work or can't work for some reason, and a lot of it has to do with mental health.
Yeah. Well, the other thing too there is that a lot of employers or a lot of applicants can't pass a drug test, and that's getting to be pretty well mandatory in any employment environment. That's another problem.
Yeah, some of our employers we hear have actually done away with the drug test. And that's not all opioids, to be fair. A lot of that is actually marijuana. But if you look at the youth survey stuff, you look at that, substance use disorder really isn't indicated. What's indicated are those depressive symptoms. You know, everybody will talk about vaping and what a prevalent issue that is, but it's still a very, very small percentage of, according to the data, of kids who are smoking cigarettes, using smokeless tobacco, using alcohol even. Those indicators are going down. What's going up are depressive symptoms. Mental health is a huge, huge issue in our community.
You are doing some work in schools. Can you go through the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way's schools that are in your catchment area and just a quick overview of what's happening?
Sure. We have all of Snyder Union and Northumberland County counties. So all of those schools, I think there are 10, actually 11 if we count Southern Columbia in those in our footprint. Every single one of them is at the table in some way, shape, or form. We started a youth mental health task force. We met for the first time last month in reaction to the schools telling us that they have never seen mental health like this at the youngest ages. I mean, they have kids coming in at kindergarten with out-of-control mental health issues. We're hearing it from Head Starts and preschools. So we're getting together to talk about how we can create a better system. What we're seeing are kids who are coming in with these mental health issues and immediately going into residential treatment. And we need to create a continuum of care for kids all the way up and all the way down that pyramid. And so that's what we're really actively working on. Paul Roman is the assistant principal at Steelands Grove High School, and he's chairing this initiative. It is under the behavioral health and addiction umbrella, but it really does have a dotted line to our early child and teens programs, because so much of that it's cross-functional. I mean, we have to be talking about that with all the experts at the table. A lot of what we're doing around schools is developing referral-based programs. So we're seeing people like George, people like Kelly at the Rec, Kelly Filer, having more robust and intensive conversations with school administration and school counselors about making sure we're getting the right kids to the program, making sure we're providing access to the program for those kids. So we're talking about that universally. United Way, there are very few nonprofits in the Mount Carmel area and Shamokin area, and that is an area that's new to us. And we are having active conversations about with the administrations of those schools about after-school programs. We've started one in Mount Carmel. It's going really well. We've got about a dozen kids. It's all referral based. So, you know, if a kid really wanted to participate, we'd probably find a way. But really, this is about working with the administration to say, who are the kids who need this program the most? We want to make sure that we're capturing that and we're providing the right levels of support to kids.
What kind of conversations are happening in Milton?
Well, in Milton, we kind of have one of the few model programs as a teen center. And what we're doing now, well, we always are. We're always looking for continuous improvement. And, you know, you go out into the Internet and you can do a lot of searches on teen centers all over the country. And I came across a very interesting one last month of in New Jersey. There's a county that has, in that county, there's four school districts. And those four school districts have teen centers. They're capital T, capital C, teen centers. And in those schools, those teen centers are much like what we have at our jungle. They have air hockey, they have ping pong, they have video games, they have pool tables, the whole gamut of a youth center, right? And inside the schools, and that is what they're operating as their after school programs. They have after sport events. They go to the teen center. So I'm hoping to be able to take a trip to New Jersey soon. I'm going to be able to check that out, but we like that concept, and we talked about it yesterday in our Teen Impact Council, that the idea of taking a teen center model into the school physically itself, because that's where the kids are, right? You know, a lot, but there's some kids that they don't have anywhere to go after school, and the last place they want to go is home. Unfortunately, there are teens that have a rough home life, and anywhere is better than going home, all right? So, you know, if you can provide a better mousetrap, if you will, okay, you've accomplished a lot. And I've seen a lot of that happen over the years.
And even if they don't have a rough home life, sometimes, you know, kids are, you know, the product of a single parent home, or they're being raised by their grandparents. And so it may not be the most conducive. They don't want to go home to be alone after mm-hmm. school. And we don't want them to go home to be alone either, if they could be doing something more productive. We have a lot of parents who work multiple jobs, long hours. And it's tough to be there at 3 o'clock, 3:30 when your kids get off the bus. I mean, I've never been able to do that for my kids. Mm-hmm. And so I've been lucky that my kids have had each other and been able to have a place to go and been engaged in sports. But we know sports isn't for everybody. And sports are expensive. You know, that makes it sometimes inaccessible. I'm not just talking about activity fees. I'm talking about all the things that come along with sports. My son asked me for $40 last night on his way out of the car to basketball practice, saying, oh yeah, by the way, we're getting a warm-up jersey, which is fantastic. But for those kids who can't afford it, it makes things inaccessible and much less comfortable.
A kid asked for $40. That sounds funny. I asked for $40.
It was funny.
At all the time at home, and the answer is always no. So. Milton Schools, you're going to take somebody from Milton Schools to New Jersey? Am I kind of hearing that, or is it just you at this point?
No, not yet. I mean, we're having some dialogue. Okay. We're having some dialogue with the high school.
So it's happening. Okay, you know, so that could be the beginning of something big. What's happening in the city of Sunbury within confines?
Well, City of Sunbury has The Refuge, which is a fantastic program. They really are a fantastic program. And a couple of years ago when I first started this job, had the opportunity to go to The Refuge. The challenge with The Refuge for some kids is that it's heavily faith-based. Again, great for a segment of kids. Not great for a segment of the population. There are kids who are not attracted to that, or aren't religious, don't have faith in their lives. And so we've been having conversation for a long time about developing a teen center in Sunbury. We have got some motivated people who want to do something that's larger, a little more inclusive. It's a matter of finding the space, and we actually really like the model that George has found, and sort of that best practice. And so we want to see where that can go. That's a possibility, but space is often an issue, you know, being able to find a location that the kids can really quote unquote own. And I think that's what's made the Jungle so successful, is the kids do own it. They have input into what goes in there, how it gets managed. And so much of this is empowering kids to have responsibility, empowering them to have leadership. Because you know, when you talk about the kind of kids who don't have sports or don't have other extracurriculars, this is their extracurricular. Mm-hmm. And extracurriculars, I have always said, are not just about developing athletes or developing musicians. It's about developing humans. High school football is not just about playing the game of high school football. It's a developing, it's a developmental program. We look at after-school programs in much the same way.
All right. If folks want to get involved, if folks want to contribute, what are ways to help out, donate, give out space?
In Milton, you can go to our website, visitmiltonpa.org, and we have a lot of information on there about our Teen Center program, along with other programs, but there are opportunities in there to send donations, and so forth.
Right. I want you to start a website, milteen.org.
Milteen.
There you go.
All about,
okay. You heard it here, folks.
That'll be a clearinghouse for the United Way Impact Council and the Time and the Moose and sure. Chef's Place and all those. So, yeah, get that started, if you will. I think you need $25 for the domain, so I'll give you that.
Right.
You get a lot of credit for a lot of things, Mark. You're the reason I took this job. You know that, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Convincing you that you had the skills at the
time? I was here 4 years ago, and I remember very distinctly saying, you know, the United Way is looking for a CEO.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, yeah, you got it. You do well. All right. So, and if folks want to help out, volunteer, donate space, give money,
GSVUW.org, or call our office, 570-988-0993, dial number 1, and you can talk to Steph or me, and we'll get you connected. We meet the Milton, or the Teen Impact Council meets on the second Monday every other month. So our next meeting will be the second Monday of February. But once you get on our list, you'll get all that communication.
So gsvuw.org, 988-0993.
Yes. And like us on Facebook. We share a lot of stuff about teens on Facebook. You know, things that are going on in the community and in various communities around the region.
So if you want to talk about available space, you want to donate money, you want to get involved, you want to provide wisdom or information or something like
you
that.
You want to volunteer. We're always looking for mentors. Every after school program we have is looking for mentors and volunteers. So if you have a little bit of extra time, I don't care your age, you know, young at heart, we're looking for everybody. Kids need guidance.
Okay. Well, you were a private consultant before you got involved with the United Way, and a busy one at that. So I wouldn't be shocked some mornings you get up and the alarm goes off at 5 o'clock and you're like, oh, darn Lawrence, why
you know
did he
what?
Say that?
I have never had that day. I Good. Love this work. I am so happy doing that. This work, and we're doing exciting things.
You got that zeal. There's no doubt about that.
Thank you.
We certainly enjoy seeing them. Both of you do. Both being George Vinios, the Improved Milton Experience and Chair of the Teen Impact Council of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way, Joanne Troutman, CEO of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.